And W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in Des Moines. Former President Donald Trump will win the Iowa caucuses, CBS News projects, capturing the first state in the 2024 Republican presidential nominating process. Now the battle for second place. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are in that battle, and who voters chose between the two candidates has to do with the type of candidate they want. According to those we spoke to at these caucuses, the top quality sought was by far someone who shares their values. Far fewer wanted someone who had the right temperament. But among those for whom it was most important, Haley was the clear favorite. I'm Matt Piper in Des Moines. Now with more CBS News, here's Jennifer Kuiper.
We have special coverage of tonight's Iowa caucuses on CBS, CBS News Streaming, and CBSNews.com. Iowans who traveled to vote tonight did it in sub-zero temperatures. At least 12 people have died in half a dozen states due to winter storms and extreme cold. Double-digit wind chills forecast in Denver and Chicago have prompted public schools closures tomorrow. It's also cold in Texas and in Dallas. A couple used a leaf blower instead of a shovel to clear snow. And in Kalamazoo, Michigan, Dave Zanger says he had to pick up a little something for his neighbor.
I had to pick up beer for my neighbor who plows my driveway for free. So got to make sure he's taken care of.
This is National Day of Reflection. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
Martin Luther King Jr. III spoke to CBS News about the importance of this year's presidential election.
It's a very consequential election. Either we're going to embrace hostility and division, or we're going to embrace inclusion and moving our nation forward.
The human rights activist lamented what he called the movement to make voting more difficult. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A new claim by the Hamas terror group as more than 100 Israelis are still being held hostage, CBS's Robert Berger.
Hamas released a video that purportedly showed the dead bodies of two male Israeli hostages. The video showed a third hostage, a young woman, saying that the two were killed by Israeli airstrikes. Israel called it psychological warfare.
In Yemen, Houthi rebels claim responsibility for a missile that struck a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden. Today's attack came less than a day after Yemen's Houthi rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. Boeing has told employees that it plans to increase quality inspections of its 737 MAX 9 aircraft. This following the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight. The inspections come after federal regulators grounded the 737 MAX 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges, but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wiggehow, Civic Media News.
Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Sacramento Kings in a high-scoring thriller at five-serve form that went down to the wire in overtime, 144-143 in favor of Milwaukee. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on how he dodged De'Aaron Fox to hit the winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
I wasn't going inside the three-point line, so he kind of got back in front of me, and I just changed direction, and it was a pretty comfortable shot.
The Bucks have now won their last three. They head to Cleveland to face the Cavaliers Wednesday. NFL, the Packers with a stunning stunning upset of the Dallas Cowboys, 48-32. They jumped out to a 27-0 lead by the second quarter, snapping a 16-game winning streak at home for the Cowboys. Up next, Green Bay heads to California to face the 49ers Saturday night at 7:15 in the divisional playoffs.
All these guys have the ability, all the young guys that we have, Christian on now, the oldest receivers on year two, and I believed in them.
That's Packers outside linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, cold temperatures as we drop to 8 below zero, wind chills 20 to 25 below. A few flurries on your Tuesday, highs near zero. Strong west winds keep those wind chills at 20 to 25 below. For Tuesday night, 3 below zero, high of 7 on Wednesday. Right now, 4 degrees below.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Historical Society Press and All My Relations Arts, presenting a book reading and signing of To Banish Forever, a secret society, the Ho-Chunk and ethnic cleansing in Minnesota, written by Kathy Coates.
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to have Kathy on tomorrow, and then Wednesday we'll be live from All My Relations Gallery, doing a live show there, and then segue writing into the book signing and the reading and the Q&A and all that fun stuff. And we're excited to get Ho-Chunk recognized about the brutal removal that happened to them in the state of Minnesota. Hey, we have Dr. Stately, and Dr. Stately is CEO. And I am trying to read right here what you have on there. President and Executive Officer of Native American Community Clinic here in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. And also, I'm hearing not only a big podcast star on Native Roots Radio, but he is in a really important podcast I'd love to talk to him about. And welcome, Dr. Stately.
Bonjour. Thank you. I know I'm so excited. I want to come to that event on Wednesday if I can abdicate my responsibilities for hockey.
Yeah. Hey, just don't wear your red ribbon shirt. I'm wearing mine. No, I'm just kidding.
Girlfriend, I have more than one red ribbon shirt.
Just kidding. Good answer.
It'd be like a red carpet moment. Like, who wore it better?
Yeah. I'll have my hair down. Looking good, you know.
Oh, okay.
A little
braided. I might actually
braid mine. Like, it's really hard for me to do. Braid it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I braided my kids' hair for like 16 years or 15 years, and they won't help me now.
Jeez, I'd cut those kids off. Jeez.
Well, you know, they might get cut off when they're 18. As soon as they graduate, like, I think they have these ideas that I'm gonna, like, you know, fund their hockey careers, and I'm gonna, like, you know. My son always says to me, one of them always says to me, like, he asked me this question, Daddy, are we rich? And I was like, well, let me clarify. You're not rich because you don't work and you don't have any job. You're not bringing any money.
Well,
are you asking me if I'm rich?
Well, before you cut them off, I want to read their scouting report because, you know, the NHL pays pretty well. And just saying, you know.
Yeah.
They are in that documentary, you know, too.
I think this summer, like, one of the things I think we're probably going to do is they're going to be doing, like, some, what do you call them, showcases. Like, you know, you kind of, which, you know, is also an investment. I got to. Because they don't drive. We've already established that. They don't have their licenses yet. And some people are telling me, like, oh, well, you know, you should be happy about that because your insurance rates go way up. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, like, the amount of time I lose sleeping and a few other things, I'm probably, like, you know, it's probably a wash in terms of, like, the investment. But I'll probably have to do things like fly them around or drive them around and get them to showcases and stuff like that so they can get in front of some scouts. So
yeah, well, that's exciting. You know, like, don't cut them off yet. You know, we want those autographed jerseys when they're in the NHL.
They are. We're supposed to go up to. We were going to go up to War Road.
Oh, and yeah.
I'm kind of anxious about, like, you know, like, a couple weeks ago when it was, like, balmy out. You know, like, when it was Christmas time, when it was, like,
we were wearing shorts.
There was, yeah, we were wearing shorts, you know, and, like, you know, sitting out in our backyards, you know, having barbecues. I was like, oh, yeah, we can go to War Road and, like, go for Hockey Day Minnesota because they're actually going to premiere the movie Electric Indian. That's the story of Henry Boucher's life. And my sons are in that movie, in that documentary. And one of them, like, plays young Henry, I think, or kind of mimics him. He, like, dresses up in the red and gets a couple of... Anyway, they're called what's... you know, they don't have any speaking parts, one, because they can't speak. or say anything that's sensical. They are 16 years old, right? So they're young people. They don't really know how to speak in front of other people yet.
Well, that never stopped me with the radio show, so I don't know.
Well, you know, we'll talk about that another time. we're going to go, and I was like, well, I don't know. It seems like it's going to get colder now, so maybe we won't go to, like, almost Canada. And
it's probably warmer up there.
I don't know. I looked at the temperatures up there. It doesn't look like it's warmer right now. So, you know, it's like negative 40 below wind temperature. Like, I don't really want to be outside on Hockey Day Minnesota. It'd be really freezing cold. I'll wait till next year when it's down here in Shakopee, then I'll go.
Well, they also are going to be showing the documentary down here.
They will. So I'm going to register and take them for that too, and, you know, they can have their little, you know, Leah Hale is going to mention that they're, you know, give them a little shout out, I think, at the, which is nice. So
that's exciting. Anyway. I think we're going to have her on, aren't we, Haley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You got to have her on that week before the Hockey Day Minnesota thing. It's, you know, it's really, like, I mean, there is a big part of me that wants to go because I just, like, I've always wanted to, like, take them to War Road and just kind of check out the town. And, you know, they want me to buy... You know, they're pretty proud of that, you know, of that indigenous, about the indigenous sort of, like, you know,
connection,
roots there, connection, and the roots there. And they're proud to be, like, you know, strong hockey players and native boys. They're the only, I think, the only Dakota boys that are playing in the South Metro division, if not, you know, not just Prior Lake, but all in South Metro. And they are, so they're pretty proud, and, you know, they want me to buy, you know, some of that really expensive War Road equipment and gear that, TJ Oshie is, you know, the owner of that. So I'm like, well, yeah, I'll spend lots of money because it's owned by a native person, but I'll buy that over Lululemon any day, so.
Well, go ahead, Haley, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, maybe we should do a Native Roots Radio family trip up to War Road for Hockey Day Minnesota.
We should. Yeah.
Yeah, you two, let me know how that goes. And I'll be down here holding down the mothership here in the Twin Cities.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah.
You can't brave the cold.
He's going to claim elderhood.
Dr. Staley, when you were talking there, I was thinking, God, it was a million degrees this summer, and now it's, you know, during the fair and during Shakopee's powwow, it was a million degrees, literally.
Oh, my God.
And now, that was so hot that day. And now it's 500 below degrees here, and it's just like, we love Minnesota, but oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I would be happy if it could just be like spring or fall, like, you know, if we could figure out how to just, and who knows, you know, who knows what's going to end up with global warming, you know, like I always tell people, like, you never know. I can, you know, my house could be like, you know, oceanfront property here in about, you know, two decades.
Well, in all seriousness, before we take a break, there's a lot of people moving up to Duluth from all over the world because of the global warming.
Yes. Yes, there is that. There's also challenges to that, I think, in our little state, right? Absolutely. No one can afford an actual house there anymore that lives here in Minnesota.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's talk a little bit about COVID here in this next segment and also your podcast that you're on. Wendy has COVID now in New York.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, so it's out there and it's all around. And I might have gave it to her on that long trip, you know, to New York when we were driving. So I'm not
going to. Wearing your mask?
We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Stately, and he'll be asking me more embarrassing questions. Ho-wah.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Become a teacher and ignite change. Join the St. Paul Urban Residency Program to become a teacher in just 15 months. You can earn your master's degree and teaching license from the University of St. Thomas while earning a $30,000 stipend, single health care, and dental benefits. As an added bonus, next year's cohort, all residents will receive $20,000 towards their tuition. Apply now. Applications due February 28, 2024. Visit spps.org/sutr.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we got Dr. Stately, our friend here, and talking about the medical field. And it was fun. We were talking about his young boys, or young men, warriors that are hockey players. And there's a couple things going on here. And again, you know, I put it all over Facebook on my post, but, you know, happy Martin Luther King Day, Dr. Stately, and I wanted to mention that. A great leader, speaker, and also, were you at the MLK breakfast this morning?
Or I wasn't. If I had known it was happening, I would have gotten up and driven in sub-zero weather to go, because I listened to the the recording on the... that station we don't talk about.
Yeah.
No, Minnesota Public Radio aired their aired the talk, the keynote. It was really quite remarkable. A young woman, Marley Diaz, who is just, you know, she's 19 years old. She's a Harvard scholar. She's like achieved so much, this young Black woman. And she's so amazing. And, you know, her comments and her talk was just spot on, just, you know, amazing, amazing talk. And, when I hear young people like that, speaking and talking about, you know, our civic responsibilities and, you know, I forget the question that the interviewer asked her towards the end of her talk, but he asked a question specifically about kind of like, if, you know, if there is one thing that she could, that she could do that would sort of like change the trajectory, of our American politics, our, you know, the direction of our country in terms of, you know, global warming and a bunch of other things. He's like, you know, cause she was, these are all things she was talking about. She's talking about civil rights and an amazing speech, you know, like arguably on par with like Martin Luther King as a leader. She waited for a moment. Then she said, you know, she said, I think, I would say that we have to work. We must work to dismantle white supremacy. Amen. It's the root of all things that are, you know, problematic in our society today. And just her conversation, her talk was amazing. And I think you can go on that podcast and look for her talk. It'll probably be posted in a number of places, probably even on her website.
Yeah.
But it was really remarkable. It gives me hope. It gives me hope to think that young people like her are, you know, stepping into these spaces and leading these conversations in our community and around the world. It tells me that, you know, if we have more people like that, the world will be in good shape in the next generation, right? You know, I can retire knowing that I've done my job. I'm not taking responsibility for her, but I'm just saying, like, if we can, you know, we have plenty of people, young people in our Native community who are, you know, resilient and brilliant. You know, that's who we are as Indigenous people. We are resilient and brilliant.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, and the thing, it's funny, Haley, I was with Haley and a couple other younger people this weekend when we went to Minneapolis, and we have to remind our young ones, too, that we outnumber them. We need to engage people. We're not going to change MAGA's mind. We have to go out there and work hard about getting registering young and new voters and not seem hopeless. And that's a big carry, too.
Absolutely. And she was talking a lot about, like, how, you know, we have to invest in, like, having that work happen in those places and spaces where we don't always already have that, right? Yeah. It's an important investment in time, money, resources, to do that work, which is to sort of work in those places where, that message isn't heard very often, right? Like, so, you know, having those kinds of town hall meetings or those kinds of discussions in places that are deeply already democratic, right? Mm-hmm. Over and over, to sort of kind of get people to turn out for the vote. You have to go to the places where people aren't turning out for the vote, or they don't understand some of the other things, and mm-hmm. spending time. So she was a real advocate for that, and her logic is sound, and she did a great job in talking about those responsibilities that we all have, not just as all American citizens, but in particular the young people. They're the ones that will inherit the next, right, you know, the country for the next couple of generations. So, I had to, you know, we all have to do our work, right? So,
absolutely. And, you know, I've had this talk with some elders in the past, like Madonna Thunderhawk and people like that have been really fighting for generations for Native Americans. And there was a period of time where there was a lull, but since Standing Rock, there has been just a great blooming of young activists speaking on behalf of the water and Mother Earth and BIPOC rights. And they don't see things as my generation or the generation that you know, a lot of them have been colonized through boarding schools, and they see things in a different way, in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the benefit of young people is they have a new set of eyes, and they have a new set of different way of looking at the world. And I think I tell people this, I say this to my own kids and I say this to young people all the time, but I say it to also people who are our generation, which is, you know, our culture, our language, our who we are as Indigenous people transforms all of the time. We're changing all of the time. We're you know, we're evolving. We're not a static people. We're not a static culture, right? Mm-hmm. We shift and we change as the earth shifts and changes. That's part of who we've always been. And you know, the young people, I think, are getting that. So that's an important thing, I think.
Right. I wanted to be a part of that dinosaur clan that they were talking about on Reservation Dogs.
you missed it by a year or two, I think.
Yeah. Or the spaceship clan or whatever, because things were evolving before the settlers came in here. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Stately, you are on a, I want to kind of amplify this because I know you do this great work. Period, but also you've been done a lot of great work with Native Roots Radio and our symposiums over the years, and you were on a podcast. I'd love to have you talk a little bit about that and where people can find that.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I had forgotten that I did it. Actually, it was kind of out of sight, out of mind, and then I got an email this morning, but. I was and it was actually something that I did for one of our partners. They set it up to, you know, it's supposed to be talking about the social determinants of health. And I don't know how, somehow I just started, you can listen to the podcast if you want. And it was hard for me to listen to it because I don't like the sound of my own voice, which I think is probably a really common thing for a lot of people.
I love the sound of mine.
Yeah, I know that. But you know, you're unusual, so there's that. But I was gonna say, but I wanted to listen to it because I know that it was an unusual conversation in the sense that I wasn't talking for the first part of the conversation. I think I wasn't really talking about my work, which is within the context of what I usually do. Is I'm usually talking about the work and the work that I do in the clinic I was doing before that, and you know, that kind of thing, which is a really comfortable place for me to be in. I don't really talk a whole lot about my own personal life. I think you and I do that a little bit because I have a personal relationship. I mean, we've developed this friendship, right? A collegial relationship. I was talking to a complete stranger who was I was just somebody on Zoom, and it was for this show called American and Alaska Native Living. That's a show that is on the NV1, I think, Native.
Yeah,
Native Voices. American one. Yeah, Many Voices. And you know, I don't know how he just asked me he asked me a couple of questions, and before I knew it, I was talking about my own life experience, you know, growing up in South Minneapolis and being in boarding school, and you know, how that shaped me, and you know, how did I end up on the West Coast. He was he looked at my resume, and he's like, you had this really prolific career on the West Coast. How did that happen? And I was just a conversation we were having, and I talked about how, you know, I've said this to you before personally, and I think I might have also mentioned it on this show at different times, but when I was 23 years old and I got sober, I ran from Minnesota. I was running away from Minnesota as much as I was running towards something, right? I was newly sober, 4 months sober, and I didn't really have survive. And so I ran, and you know, on a wing and a prayer, and life turned out pretty okay for me. So talked a lot about how, you know, those are, you know, those are gifts. You know, I had a lot of angels show up in my life. I'm living the life that I didn't work really. I worked hard to get it, but I also was blessed. I was blessed by a lot of gifts from many, many.
And you were awake you were awake to take the right turns and everything. And I can relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, taking the left and right. Yeah. Hey, it's called American Indian and Alaskan Native Living. And you can find that on a podcast. And it's hosted by Dr. David DeRoe.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Special Report, the Iowa caucuses.
CBS News projects Donald Trump will win the Iowa caucuses with the help of men, women, and older and younger voters who brave sub-zero temperatures to vote. CBS's Robert Costa says for Trump tomorrow...
Sources tell CBS News he is scheduled to appear tomorrow at the E. Jean Carroll defamation case in New York, all while the January 6 case looms in Washington and that classified documents case as well, among myriad other legal challenges.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are battling it out for second place.
The Florida governor trying to head fake Donald Trump and Nikki Haley by going first to South Carolina, planting his flag and saying, I'm going to be in this race still 6 weeks from now when the Palmetto State votes. But then he'll go on to New Hampshire, where the mix of voter is a little different and favors Haley.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are to be put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The High Court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. Public health experts say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right quarter three. Got it again.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, cold temperatures as we drop to 8 below zero, wind chills 20 to 25 below. A few flurries on your Tuesday, highs near zero. Strong west winds keep those wind chills at 20 to 25 below. For Tuesday night, 3 below zero, high of 7 on Wednesday. Right now, 4 degrees below.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Yahweh.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we have a guest on. His name's Greg Aronson, and he is a lawyer. And we like having lawyers on if they have good news. And this sounds like good news. He's working with the Interfaith Action, and that's interfaithaction.org. And we're talking about some free services. And it's kind of fun to say it's a pop-up legal clinic, and we understand that. And I want to welcome you onto the show. And it sounds like you got some really great information for people specifically in St. Paul here in Minnesota. But I think it's just a beautiful thing, and let's talk about it. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you both for having me. It's very nice to meet you both. And also, we're recording this on MLK Day, so I'd like to wish you all a meaningful MLK Day as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I appreciate that, too. This is a thing that definitely needs to happen, and I'm glad it's taken a long time, but happy MLK Day to you too and everybody that's listening to Native Roots Radio today. Hey, let's talk about this pop-up clinic, and I kind of like to go through who it is, what it is, and then who you're looking to help, and let's talk about who it is.
So, yeah, thank you. So this is the Power Up Clinic. The Power Up Clinic is a space where folks can come for free legal assistance. And it's really a wonderful thing. People can come. They're on Thursdays, and the dates are listed on the Power Up Clinic portion of the interfaithaction.org website. And people can come in with any questions. We pair folks who need help with lawyers who are available to do it. And it's really a beautiful thing. People sometimes don't know what their rights are, or they have just general questions. And it's really a great first stop to triage all sorts of issues that folks have. And the clients are anybody who shows up. We typically serve the folks in Greater St. Paul area, but you show up to Progressive Baptist Church. That's on Burns Avenue in St. Paul. It's really wonderful church, good people there. And we have a representative there from the Southern Minnesota Regional Legal Services, SMRLS, S-M-R-L-S. And you do an intake. And then if we can help you, then we pair you up with an attorney who's on volunteering that day. And it's a free one-time legal services conversation. And hopefully we can help you work on the legal issue or help you find the resources you need and point you in the right direction. So it's really great. A little bit of time goes a long way for a lot of folks. And it could be any issue. We do landlord-tenant issues, sometimes debt collection. If you have questions about contracts, employment, if you were sued, civil legal rights issues. So it's really, really any question you might have, show up to the Progressive Baptist Church. They're on particular Thursdays. The dates are listed on interfaithaction.org and the Power Up Clinic. So it's
we have the dates in front of us, don't we, Haley? You want to just shoot those out? They're Thursdays.
Absolutely. So the next one coming up would be this Thursday, January 18th, as well as February 1st, February 15th, and February 29th. And you can also check out the website at interfaithaction.org for any dates beyond February. Greg, also, I know that people can come in person on these days for the clinic at Progressive Baptist Church, which is 1505 Burns Avenue in St. Paul, but they can also reach out by phone. Is that correct?
So really the best way to get paired up with legal services is to show up on those Thursdays. If you need help and you can't show up, go ahead and call and ask questions. We can be, we're here to serve. So that we're trying to connect folks who don't have access to legal services with access. And we're going to do our best to serve the community in the way we can. I will say that just a little more information about the folks who are there. The lawyers that we currently have volunteering are through the Cardozo Society. And the Cardozo Society is a legal affiliate group of Jewish lawyers and judges and law students who do community service and philanthropy work. And so we're also working to build really meaningful relationships with other partnership organizations, including the St. Paul Black Interdenominational Minister Alliance, SBIMA, and SMURLS, Interfaith Action, as well as MABLE, the Minnesota, the Black Lawyers Association group, too. And we're trying to build bridges and really, at the end of the day, help folks. Complex issues.
I really kind of zoomed in on what you talked about. You know, people have questions about maybe landlord and the tenant rights. I think that's a really important one, and I hope people key in on that. Also, I'm wondering, is there any help with like living wills or anything like that? Because I know, for instance, I really don't know what direction to go personally on that, and I want to leave some of it to Haley, but not all of it.
Thank you.
That's a great question, and we can triage just about any legal issue. And if we can't totally complete the work in a one-time free legal session, we can help you find the services to keep moving forward and give advice in that direction. A lot of times, people come in, they don't even know where to start. People don't even know what their rights are. They don't even know what questions to ask. So what we do at the first place is just listen, introduce ourselves, and people can share what they're thinking about, what they're dealing with, and we can spot legal issues that we're trained to spot and start to figure out, okay, let's formulate a plan to address whatever needs people might walk in the door with. And, you know, the other thing is this is a one-time, clinic session, but we also sometimes refer things out. We, you know, our attorneys in the Cardozo Society sometimes are able to take on a case pro bono, and that real extended litigation work or legal work of any kind that someone, if they never attended the clinic, maybe they never would have gotten. And the other thing we can do is refer you out to other community organizations. There are a lot of good people in the Twin Cities community, in the St. Paul community, and across the state, working to serve the underserved in many ways. And sometimes finding the right person to help you is half the battle. First, you got to get in conversation and in relationship with someone who knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's not so easy to find that, because it's a complicated system. You don't even know what your legal problem really is, or whatever the situation is. So it's really holistic. We want to meet folks where they're at and go from there.
That's huge, because I know the legalese is really confusing at times for people that aren't, including myself, hip to the legal system. But to me, it sounds like, you know, not only if you're in crisis and need help, but it also sounds like just to maneuver, like I said, like a living will, I wouldn't know who to go to. And maybe you guys can, someone can help me in the process, and then also point me in the right direction. That would be really valuable for me.
Yeah, exactly. And it's legal issues, and it's also sometimes non-legal issues. Someone will come in, and maybe they've been sued.
Right.
And if you don't know what the legal system, all of the intricacies, it can be confusing, but you only have a certain amount of time to respond. And if you don't, then you could potentially be in default on a legal action. So someone comes in, we can help them write an answer to a complaint. And that sometimes is very confusing. Sometimes people come in, they think they have a legal issue, and it's really more of a business issue. And we can help look at documents or contracts and help think about, okay, well, what's a reasonable path forward, interpret complex legalese and put it into plain language. So the message here, I'll just repeat it again. I can't repeat it enough. Yeah. Come to the Progressive Baptist Church on the dates listed on interfaithaction.org. And it's the Power Up Clinic. So on interfaithaction.org, you can scroll down, and it's under programs, and click on Community Power Up, and the dates are listed there. And we have numerous attorneys who are excited to give back to the community and do this for free. And there's no commitment on your end. All you do have to do is show up and we'll have a conversation, and hopefully you leave better than you entered. And that's the goal, is we can elevate everybody, lift everyone up, forward together.
No, that's awesome. And I don't know, Haley, do you got any address to add to it? And so we can get that out there, because this is a really quick interview, but there's so much information here that people really, I'm excited to have you on here and talk to our listeners about this, because this is a game changer for a lot of people, because we get calls, you know, from my other job, how can I get help? This is happening. They didn't do this. They didn't follow the contract, you know, just things that I'm clueless about, Haley.
I know. Well, me too. And I think, yeah, it's just, this is an amazing resource for anyone who needs it. You know, if you're having troubles with landlord, tenant, or property issues, divorce, or, you know, issues in the family, parenting time, custody of, you know, family or other family issues, debt collection, impounded cars, probate, employment. But I just want to remind everyone, so these free clinics through Interfaith and the Power Up Community Clinics happen, they're available twice per month on Thursday afternoons, and there is a certain time to come in person, so you'll want to come from 12:30 to 3 p.m. on the days of those clinics, and by phone, they recommend that you call right at 12:30 on those Thursdays, and the number for that is 651-222-5863.
And again, interfaithaction.org too. Wow, Greg, this is something that we want to play over and over again and the best of, because this is huge, huge information, and we really appreciate you being on the show. Greg Aronson, and I said that correct. Oh.
So let me just give you a very quick preview of what you do. So you show up on the Thursday on the dates there. And then we have a wonderful person from SMRLS, that's the Southern Minnesota Regional Legal Services, and they'll be there, and you'll meet them, and they'll help triage your situation. And if we can help you, we will connect you with the attorneys who are volunteering that day, and we'll have a conversation. And it's a one-time conversation for free, and you can ask your questions, and we can point you in the right direction.
Perfect. So,
check it out.
Perfect. Pina Gigi, thanks for being on, and thank you for giving back to the community in such a good way. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID-19. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement. Get vaccinated and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, before we get to Wendy on our Fun Facts Friday here in our sacred animal portion, which I learn stuff every time that we get together and talk to you every Friday, and sometimes we sneak in a couple more days because we need a guest. But Haley, there's something happening here with the COVID shots, and I'm wondering if you have any updates on that.
I do. Let me just quickly pull that back up. So, yeah, I just want to remind everyone. So we're actually going to be recording our second COVID-19 symposium with Dr. Stately soon. But there is some information that we want to get out today, because this weekend there are a few places in the Twin Cities area that are hosting vaccination events. And some of these have $100 incentives. So if you need a reason to go get your updated vaccine or a booster, this weekend would be it. So these vaccination events are happening. There's one happening December 16th from 12 to 3. This is happening at the Hennepin Technical College in the cafeteria. Again, December 16th, 12 to 3. That is on Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park. And then TAKS is also holding a vaccination event on the 17th from 2 to 6. Again, another $100 incentive, and that will be happening at 2601 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis. Again, December 17th, 2 to 6.
So that's awesome for you guys that are driving. The 17th is Sunday and the 16th is Saturday.
That's great. And then you get your, I'm sure they give out a gift card and you can go shopping. So
yeah,
do some
buy me a
shopping.
Christmas present and send it to Native Roots Radio P.O. Box. Never mind. But hey, Wendy, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. She's been an animal advocate for many, many years, and she's beautiful and an artist and a painter and a... And
Haley's an artist too. I want everyone to know she does beautiful watercolors.
Well, I have a heart of an artist. I cry at sad commercials and movies. Does that count at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Woo. All right, Wendy, take it away.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. And I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to work on stuff like this. So a couple of weeks ago, Robert and I, we were out in New York. And then I was talking about New York City pigeons. Do you remember that? And we were kind of like talking about the pigeons and whatever. So I had some fun facts about them. And then just recently, Haley, you sent me an article about pigeons and how humans have abandoned them.
They used to be domesticated.
Wow. Yeah. They used to fly and send messages.
Exactly. So I'm going to talk. That's what I'm going to talk about right now. Now, I have to admit, I have not read the article fully because I've been running around and I haven't prepared myself. But what I wanted to do was talk about 11 fascinating pigeon facts. And then I want to go to that article and say, you know, hey, you know, we domesticated these pigeons. They worked for us, right? We brought them in to live with us and be with us. I mean, they were in World War One and World War Two messenger pigeons.
Big deal.
Yeah, really big deal. I mean, they saved people's lives.
And they sent messages.
I also just read that they were on ships as well. The pigeons were on ships. Now, if a ship was sinking, they would send the pigeons out so that they could get help. Could you imagine that?
So they've been replaced by texting, it sounds like.
The tweet.
Or the tweet, yeah.
The tweet.
Oh, I see what you did there,
exactly.
Haley.
So, you know, people...
really are hating on pigeons, saying like they're the rats of the sky, they make a mess, they carry diseases, all of these things. But we brought them here. We wanted them to live with us, and now we don't want them anymore because we domesticated them. But like you said, Robert, they were, and Haley, they were the first domesticated bird. People have been keeping pigeons as pets for a very long time. In fact, pigeons are portrayed in some art forms as far back as 4500 BC. Wow. And yeah, scientists believe that the species of art are the first recorded images of pigeons, and that's 4500 BC. That's crazy, really. Yeah.
There's different kinds of pigeons, too. Yeah. I know in New York, they look different from the ones in Minnesota here, too.
Yeah, they did. They said there's so many species and different variations of pigeons, and if you just look at them, they're all really beautiful. They have like iridescent colors to them, and are really pretty.
And for some, the pigeons sing, and for others, they poop on them.
I know. Okay. Some pigeons are war veterans. Wow. Like we were just talking about that. During the 20th century, it is common for countries to have flocks of homing pigeons for military use. The birds could quickly deliver important messages between bases or across enemy lines. Mm. Pigeons are credited with saving thousands of lives through the information they so diligently delivered, commonly known as pigeon post.
Mm.
Yeah. Really, one pigeon named G.I. Joe saved British troops from a bombing with 5 minutes to spare. Another, by the name of Cher Ami, delivered a total of 12 important messages for the United States military during World War I. Mm. On his last mission, Cher Ami was shot in the breast and still managed to fly for another 25 minutes, completing his mission and saving the lives of 194 stranded soldiers.
Oh,
that's amazing. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, definitely.
That pigeons were doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pigeons have lives outside of the military as well. Historically, pigeons were released from sinking boats. This is what I was talking about before, sinking boats to send for help. Pigeons have also been trained to aid in rescuing people lost at sea. They locate the people who are stranded and notify rescuers of the location. They are perfect for this job because in addition to having great eyesight, they can detect the ultraviolet light that surrounds the people in the water.
Huh. No way.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. I just read it right now. That's amazing.
Do you want to know another fun fact?
Yes.
That when Mike Tyson, the boxer, was young, he had hundreds of pigeons. And he was very, they were his pets, and he had them on the roof. And I think he was from Brooklyn.
Really?
And he was very gentle with them, and he loved them.
He didn't bite off their ear?
They don't have ears.
Oh. Yeah, so pigeons are navigation experts. Believe it or not, pigeons can find their way home from an astounding 1,300 miles away. What's more, they have been proven that they can do so after being transported in complete isolation to a location they've never been. So it could be, you could blindfold them, take them 1,300 miles away from where they belong. They don't know where they are. They take off the mask and they could find their way back.
I can't even find my way from Minneapolis.
Yeah,
to
they
St.
have.
Paul.
They must have Google Maps sometime. You know,
And I like what you said about the ear thing. I just got that.
You just got that. That's funny, Robert. Pigeons are also very fast.
Ooh.
Yes, they're very fast birds, which is one of the reasons they make great messengers. Their speed also makes them great racers. Mm-hmm. Pigeon racing is surprisingly lucrative business, and racing pigeons can be quite...
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5